This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkey has announced it's halting trade with Israel worth $7 billion a year until a permanent ceasefire and humanitarian aid are secured in Gaza. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Turkey has become the first of Israel's key partners to halt trade over the conflict in Gaza. Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, criticized the suspension, saying it breaks international trade agreements and calling it how a dictator behaves. The militant group Hamas, which rules Gaza, praised the decision as brave and supportive of Palestinian rights. Last month, Turkey curbed exports of steel, fertilizer and jet fuel, among other products, over what it said was Israel's refusal to allow Ankara to take part in aid drops over Gaza. All remaining trade is now halted.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Palestinians searched through rubble of a destroyed building on Friday following an Israeli strike in Rafah in southern Gaza, which killed several people, according to residents. A displaced man staying near the targeted location said that everyone inside the building had been killed. Police cleared pro-Palestinian protesters out of a tent encampment at New York University at the request of school officials. The move on Friday follows weeks of demonstrations and police confrontations at college campuses nationwide that have resulted in more than 2,300 arrests in the U.S. About a dozen protesters who refused police orders to leave were arrested early Friday, according to an NYU spokesperson. That includes nine arrests at the University of Tennessee on Thursday night. This is VOA News. Heavy storms have killed over two dozen people in Brazil's southernmost state. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
The massive downpour destroyed bridges. Residents waded through flooded streets and saved whatever they could find from their homes. The state's civil defense said more than 10,000 people were displaced in over 150 cities. Many residents found refuge in shelters. Rio Grande do Sul's governor declared the floods the biggest disaster the state has ever faced, while Brazilian President Lula da Silva vowed to provide as much aid as needed.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Nigerian military authorities say two military personnel will face a court-martial over the killing of 85 villagers in a drone attack in the West African nation's conflict-battered north 4 months earlier. Nigeria's military often conducts air raids as it fights extremist violence and rebel attacks that have destabilized Nigeria's northern region for more than a decade, often leaving civilian casualty in its wake. The latest misfire occurred while villagers observed a Muslim holiday. Britain's governing conservatives are set for historic losses in local polls. AP correspondent Karen Jamis reports.
The losses are a likely reflection of how the ruling party of 14 years will do in upcoming general elections. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak told reporters he remains unfazed and will continue doing his job.
I'm focused completely on the job at hand, that's delivering for people across the country.
The opposition Labour Party made sweeping gains, winning control over many councils in England that it hasn't held for decades. For Keir Starmer, the Labour Party leader, it's generally been a stellar set of results. However, Labour did see losses in some areas with large Muslim populations because of Starmer's pro-Israel stance. Karen Shabas, London.
Ukraine's president and foreign minister say they have pressed British Foreign Secretary David Cameron to accelerate the delivery of promised military aid to Kyiv. Their appeal during Cameron's visit to Kyiv came as Russia heaps battlefield pressure on depleted Ukrainian forces in the third year of war. Vital support pledged by Western allies to help Ukraine fend off the Kremlin's forces has been delayed by political disagreements in the United States and a lack of manufacturing capacity in Europe that has opened a door to advances for the bigger and better equipped Russian army, especially along the front line in eastern Ukraine. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.